Three, two, one, action. Welcome back to another episode, EDDS. As always, I'm joined with my friends that are playing Reed, Nargonian, Felvindar, a high elf, and Gris, our tank. He's playing an Ord. Last time, you guys finished the dungeon crawl and found the hunter, finally. After a long search, you guys finally found the man that Nesala has been looking for. That Sapporo told you so many episodes ago to find this man. And he is the next step in finding Nesala's brothers. Well, you did, and he was in bad, bad condition. He was being tortured by the followers of Reverie. And you guys saved the day, and he is still unconscious, but horribly bruised and beaten, and has lost a lot of blood. And Nesala, kind of in her shaken state, has said you need to get him to a healer because it's going to take some time for either herself or somebody that is better at healing to heal this man. You guys made it out of the camp that was surrounding the ruins that you guys found the hunter in, and you made your way back out to the main road that would take you back to Leowyn. You were greeted with what Gris and Nesala would know as the head of the Leowyn Guard. And behind him stand a escort of the followers of Reverie. That's right, the head of the Leowyn Guard is a part of that group. In some way, you guys are just not sure how. So that is where we will pick up.
to the new map?
Oh, yeah.
We're still in the castle.
Yes, I will. So you guys are greeted with the head of the Leowyn Guard, and with him are five followers of Reverie. There are two of them that stand directly behind him that have halberds. Then the two that stand behind the people with halberds have long swords. And then directly behind the guard is a guy with a battle axe. So pretty beefy escort he has. The head of the guard is standing there with his hands on his hips. Last thing he said to you before we ended the episode was, "You should have left it alone. And now I'm going to have to kill you guys." So, before combat begins, I'll give everybody one turn to do something.
That is very generous.
It is.
You're going to give us all one turn to do something. Can I use my turn to roll a new character sheet?
Sure. No. I'll just say Nesala goes first, and who to Nesala looks hurt the most? Who needs healing?
I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. Anybody?
I'm fine.
I mean, I could do a little top up.
Okay. And she walks over to you and casts heal other. Oh, fuck. That could have gone seven. So much better for you for seven.
Can't she also do that with both of her hands?
Heal other is an adapt level spell, and you have to use both your hands for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because it's 2d10 plus
your
modifier. So.
Well, I'm still pretty squishy, boys, so. Yeah.
So, yeah, Philbandar would like to use his turn to already concentrate on the Flame Atronach so that he appears when combat starts.
Once combat starts, it will appear.
And with his other hand, cast Iron Flesh.
Okay.
And I think that's all.
Okay.
Guys, run.
And I would like to step in front of everybody.
There are too many, I agree.
I'm carrying this unconscious dude. I don't think he's gonna survive if we start running.
Just put him here next to a tree. You need both of your hands free.
They will kill him if we run.
Run!
Where?
If we want to fight, you need to put him down. If not, you need to take him with you.
telepathy rings. What the fuck do we do?
Get the fuck out of here and let me leave me. I'll deal with it.
But no, we're not going to leave you behind. That's stupid.
Get the fuck out of here. I'll be fine.
No, I can't leave you here, Reed.
Neither can I.
If you're going to stand and fight, I will too.
I'm not going to fight. That'd be suicide. Just get the fuck out of here. Now. Trust me on this.
Gris puts down the hunter and walks out with shield in hand and stands next to Reed. He's like, well, if you're going to go down, we're all going to go down.
Well, I guess that's all.
I guess TPK is on the horizon.
I guess TPK is on the horizon.
There's Solid will move over here.
Mid-game announcements. I'm cutting that out, but that's where I put the mid-game announcements in this episode. Straight away, right at the start. TPK.
Now, you guys can run. That is an option. But it would be a chase scenario. So,
How would that work?
It's a series of like dexterity saving throws.
So I'm just going to put this out there. Gris has a shield and a sword. He's in heavy plate armor, and he's going to be carrying,
which would
the hunter.
I would say probably at least half your speed movement.
And easily give me disadvantage on any saving throws, right?
Never enough.
Something?
Yes, so it'd be very hard to run from this battle.
So I guess we decided on making a stand.
TPK!
Yahoo!
I don't run, goddammit!
Let's go out in style, boys.
God damn it. Well, I guess there's only one way to figure out if you guys live or die. And that is... battle music.
Roll initiative.
All right, everybody roll for initiative.
6. No,
that is for the captain of the guard.
Gris, I'm sorry, but that's
nice. That's a natural one, my dude. That's a natural one.
I've looked up this rule of skipping your turn, and I don't think that's a thing. Even with a natural one, you don't skip your turn.
I've heard it both ways. I don't think I'll incorporate skipping a turn. It's just you go last.
I was going to say that would be... yeah.
That's a 21 on my part.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
That's better get creative.
I am really curious. But I want to ask something, but I don't know if it's going to be meta.
Well, ask it and I'll let you know if it's better or not.
I want to know what Reed was going to do when he told us to run.
I'll tell you afterwards.
Yeah, okay. I would say that would be after.
All right.
I will tell you after this session.
After we die, okay.
If you die, we die. I will tell you after this session.
Nice.
They roll good.
Yeah.
I'm trying, because a lot of them have 0 to their initiative.
Oh my god.
Okay, I think that's everybody in the turn order.
Fuck.
Okay. Well, Reed. Oh wow, you and Nasala rolled 21s. Hell yeah.
Yes.
Go for it. What you doing?
Well, I can't do what I was thinking I'm doing when these guys would actually have ran, but... well.
Oh well, save it for another time.
Yeah. I will like to run up.
What? Hey,
use my bonus action. Do you know that vial of poison I had, right?
I do.
Yes. I like to use my bonus action to drip that on my dagger.
Okay, done. It's been it is now a poisoned dagger.
I like to use my free action to say, you and me, right here, right now. You're not leaving if I'm still standing. And take a dodge action.
A dodge?
Dodge action. All enemies has a disadvantage, and I have advantage on dex saves.
Okay, so like on his next turn to like swing at you?
Yes, all attacks against me has disadvantage. My next turn.
And that
That's
is...
also a thing that Gris could really do.
Yes, everybody can do it. Everybody can take a dodge action, but it takes your action to do it.
Okay.
Sorry, have me and you read. Have we swapped places? What the fuck?
That's my turn.
All right. It's Naysala's turn.
Come on, Naysala, show us what you've got.
She's going to come out, swing. Nah, that's a fuck it. She's not at that level yet, is she? Felvindar, do you have the spell sheet open? Spell list?
I have.
Wait a second.
Can you look up Lightning Storm? I think that's a master level spell. Or an expert.
Lightning Storm is a master.
God damn it. Nope. Can't do that yet. All right. That would have fucked so much shit up. All right. She is going to. You see her do some hand gestures. And. Actually, before this happens, I should say. A pretty dense fog does roll in as the battle, like it kind of like surrounds you guys and leaves like the, like almost like an arena. So it's very foggy now. And you can thank Mr. Chaos for that one.
Thanks, Mr. Chaos.
Thank you.
So Naysala's throwing up gang signs, yeah?
So Naysala's doing some like Naruto, like, kid gang signs, right? And then she says, bring the lightning down, and you hear a crack of lightning come down, and she's gonna not go for the guy, the head guard, because that would have hit. She's gonna attack the guy with the battle axe, so the man directly behind the guard.
Nice. Natural
20.
Great.
Good start.
Perfect.
Strong.
Reed, can you read me Chain Lightning again? Does it? I think it has an area effect.
Chain Lightning, give me a sec. I need to find it.
Chain Lightning. Shoot a concentrated lightning bolt from a caster's hands. Any creatures in a 5-foot radius around the targeted creature will be affected.
So this guy and this guy. So the two Halberg guys are in the distance of... Holy shit.
Nice.
I think we're taking TPK off the table.
Do they take full damage? The guys in the 5-foot radius? Does it say anything? Did I put anything in there?
There's no saving throw. Yeah, they take it.
Yeah, that is a pretty powerful spell. Okay. Holy shit. So these guys, all three of these guys get fucking majorly electrocuted. 27 damage. That
we really need to be careful in picking our targets.
Yes.
Yeah. Weak ones first. So one of these three.
The guys with the halberds kind of stagger a bit. And that is her turn. It's one of the guys with the halberd. Gonna run up to you, Reed. Try to take a stab at you.
Disadvantage. That hits.
21 still hits.
Wow.
So he does a lunge with his halberd and gets you for 5 slashing damage. It slices your arm open a little bit.
I'm fine.
Now, it is the other halberd's turn. But yet, he's going to run at you, Felvindar.
All right.
Do I get my reaction if he runs past me, or does he?
He is standing right now. No, he's too far away from you.
Yeah, but is he running past me, or is he running?
He's running past you, but it's still 5 feet away from you.
Okay.
So that would cancel it out.
Yep.
And he's got a swing at you, Felvindar. I'm guessing 9 misses. Yeah. So there's like some loose dirt in the ground, and he kind of slips a little bit and misses with his halberd. Now it is the captain's turn. And as you said what you said to him, Felvindar, or Reed, he smiles and puts both of his hands on his longsword. I think that's what he's got. Yes. No, he's got a halberd. I'm sorry. He's got a halberd that's got two blades at each end. That is what he's wielding. And yes, he will take disadvantage. And he is going to slash at you.
Still
hits. 14 and a 16.
Fuck my life. That plus 8 really. Oh,
oh my god.
What's a plus 8?
What?
Both of them hits.
Okay. Fuck.
Well. Yeah, I'm down.
Wow.
What the fuck? Really?
I'm down.
Wow.
It's two attacks.
Did not think it was a plus 8.
Fuck. Okay. So. Just go to zero. So you are currently now unconscious.
Wow.
And it's one of the great swords turns that he's going to run up to you, Felvendar, and take a swing at you.
All right, bring it.
What am I doing? I'm swinging with a great sword. Long sword. 7.
Misses.
Why can you not roll with that against me?
I don't know. I'm sorry. God damn it.
I think TPK might be back on the table.
The longsword guy hits the same loose patch of dirt and does the same kind of thing and swings and misses you. It's the guy with the battle axe's turn. He's going to run up to you, Gris. Wait, yeah. Can he run that far? Hold on. Before I just start saying stuff. Yes, he can. Halbergs. Yes, they have a 30 feet. And he's going to swing with his battle axe. Natural 20. God damn it.
Yeah, nothing I can do against that.
Well, good
the damage
thing.
Isn't that bad.
So he swings and gets you in your armor, but doesn't put enough power
on it. You keep going out.
And you take 7 damage.
Yeah.
Now
nasty.
It is the other longsword's turn. He's going to run up to Naysala.
Disadvantage.
Swing at her with disadvantage. God damn it. 17 still hits, and the longsword goes clean into Naysala's shoulder and does 11 slashing damage. Uh-oh.
This is bad.
Okay. Felvendar, it is your turn.
Right. Firstly, the Flame Atronach will appear here.
Okay. Where is my Flame Atronach? Where?
Over there.
Okay, perfect. Flame Atronach appears.
Add it to the turn order. Yeah. Just to sum up, this is bad news. This is all bad news right now. Whose idea was it to fight?
I told you to run.
Yeah, you did. Maybe we should have listened.
What are you doing, Felvendar?
Felvendar will cast Flame Cloak.
Okay, so they will take a d8 of damage, both of them?
Yes.
So roll 2 d8s separately, 1 single d8. Oh, nice, max damage. Now roll 2 d20s. So they don't catch on fire, but they do both take 8 points of damage.
Right, and I will shoot sparks at the man with the halberd right in front of me. Oh, wait a second.
Okay.
Like you said, that would be a disadvantage if you're casting spells around with range.
Wait, let me have a read at a spell again. What does that do? Oh, yeah, I have an idea. With my other hand, I will cast Fury. On the guy with the great sword. If he fails the wisdom saving throw off 14, he will attack the guy with the halberd.
He fails.
Wow.
So on his next turn, he is gonna swing. He will attack.
And that lasts for 3 turns. So this guy is our ally for 3 turns. As far as I see it.
That's,
Well,
I mean, I guess you could say...
creature attacks friendly and foes.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, in the spell description that I have here, it says... targeted creature... Oh, friendly and foes.
Yes, and foes.
Because it's like if How somebody do we went determine into, like, this?
Random?
I'll just randomly...
Maybe you can roll the 20.
Unless you move away from him, he only has friendly to attack.
Yeah.
That's true.
So you come stand next to me.
But
you wouldn't be able to do it with this turn unless you want to take a attack of opportunity.
Yeah, I will move over here and I take one from the halberd guy.
Yes, just one. Halberd is right here. 9 misses. So you jump out of the way right before he tries to get you, and you have moved away effectively now. All right. The Flame Atronaut's turn. He's going to Ursh. It will fire a firebolt at the captain.
Nice.
20 hits. Oh,
nice.
Yeah, baby. Now let me roll a d20 to see if... catches on fire. Come on, catch on fire, you motherfucker.
Max damage. Max
catches
damage,
on fire.
Max damage. Yes.
Nice.
For 3 turns, he catches on fire. So he takes 29 damage.
Nice.
Doesn't even look like he's affected, though.
Oh, fuck.
But the damage is there.
Yeah, the damage is there. It has a good... that you guys needed damage like that, too. What was it? 29, so that would be... All right, Flame Atronaut, good job. Chris, it's finally your turn.
Yeah, I'm going to swing at the guy in front of me. This is going to go bad. Oh, fucking 18, yes.
18 fucking hits him.
8.
So you come flying around with your great sword, long sword, and you hit him good in the shoulder, and he takes 8 slashing damage, and that was the guy with the battle axe who already took a decent amount of damage.
And can can I push him into his friend in front of Nesana? It says I can push him 5
feet. Yeah, because you'd move around him.
Yeah, okay.
And you could push him into his friend, yeah.
So I'd like to push him into
his
friend.
Give him a disadvantage on his attack roll.
Yeah. Well, both of them, right?
Yeah.
Reed is down.
I need a death saving throw from you.
Yep. That's an 8. Mm. That's a fail.
That's a fail. That's your first one.
No. Should have let him read those books.
What can you do, Nesala? What could you do? What could you do? She's going to try to calm the guy in front of her. And they need to make a...
intelligence saving throw.
That guy has the long sword. Yes, he fails.
Nice. Sehr, very good.
She's going to take an attack of opportunity and sprint up to you, Reed.
Wait, who's she taking the attack of opportunity from?
From the guy with the battle axe.
Yeah, I mean, he's still going to take disadvantage on his roll, but
he
still gets one.
I was just checking. Yep. Well, it doesn't fucking matter when you're rolling.
Gets her right across the back as she passes him.
How do you get 15. A 19 on disadvantage? What are your rolls, dude?
It's just 20s.
Just saying, crazy. He hit me on both all 3 attacks that had disadvantage on me.
Advantage
he hit on all
hit
3.
All
just saying.
Disadvantage just means you roll 2 identical d20s and you just take the lower one. Still, you can roll high with both.
15 slashing damage. Ooh, she kind of screams out in pain, but she makes it to you, Reed, and she places a hand on you and heals you for 17. So I would say you failed your first death throw, take half of that and you're up.
Is that a thing?
It is now.
It is a thing that I'm doing.
Okay.
I can see
that's her
Reed having a yo-yo relationship with the ground and death. in this fight?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm fine.
Okay. Okay. That's her turn. The guy with the halberd is up next, and he is going to guess. Since you can't take an attack of opportunity because you're still down on the ground, he's going to attack me.
I can still take an attack of opportunity, but he hasn't moved out of my attack range.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he's going to attack. Come on, please miss. Oh, fuck. Naysala gets her legs, pierces her skin. Okay, not too bad. Like, cuts her on, like, her, like, right around her hip. 5. And you guys can tell she's kind of staggering a little bit. Okay. This is not good.
This is not good.
It's still going, guys. Don't lose hope.
He's going to run at you, Griff. So this guy with this halberd, but he's going to take an attack of opportunity from his friendly that's in a rage right now. Please fucking hit this guy. Doesn't move fast enough, and he misses his swing. He gets away from him unscathed, and now tries to attack you, Gris. 11. He tries to, like, thrust his halberd at you, but he just misses completely and doesn't make contact.
Fucking 3 enemies around me. This is tank life, eh?
Fuck. It's the captain's turn. Bear, would that dodge still apply?
Nope, because my turn had already been.
Fuck.
Well,
he's gonna attack you. That's safe. He would attack you. God damn it, please roll 2 natural ones.
Nope.
It hits.
Okay. Well, I'm going to probably just say you should probably just go back down on the ground for 26 damage.
Sure, I'll go down again.
I just hope it doesn't exceed your maximum hit point.
All right. Well, Reed is back, knocked unconscious.
So,
I would say...
Minusing the 9 from that, no, it does not exceed my my maximum hit points.
Then it's good.
And you're safe.
Good.
You are in a very dangerous position right now.
Hold on, I need to roll for something.
Do you have 19. Like?
All right.
Do you have something in your chat where they can like heal like old Pi members?
No, I do
not. No,
that'd be OP as fuck. Okay, well that was his turn. It's the guy that's going crazy, and the closest guy is his friendly, so yeah, he's going to go and attack that halberd guy again. So this would be the first round, so he's got 2 more rounds.
Yeah.
God damn.
Man.
Every time I try to roll to help you guys, I roll shit. Every time I roll to fucking kill you guys, I roll great.
Life in a DM. This
is the first time being a DM where I really don't want like to roll. anymore. Okay. Swing and a miss.
I know your feelings, Remick.
I really don't want to roll anymore. Especially when it comes to that fucking captain. Alright, it's the guy with the battle axe turn that's standing in front of Gris, and he's gonna swing at you.
Disadvantage.
Not anymore. That was only for 1 round.
Oh.
20, even with a disadvantage, would still hit you.
Yeah, that still hits.
He swings the battle axe into your side, and it draws blood for 15 slashing damage.
Gentlemen.
I told you to run.
Oh, no. And his friend next to him's got it. Oh, no.
Longsword guy's going to swing at you, Gris.
That guy is calmed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh my god,
he's
thank
just gonna
god.
Like sit down on the ground.
Woo.
Yeah.
That's right.
Let
so...
me put a little marker on him so I know that he's calmed.
I am so
you're welcome.
You said that.
That lasts for
oh
3
my
turns,
god.
I think, too.
Yes.
So that would be the first turn.
Wow.
All right, Philvindar, make something happen.
All right, Philvindar will move over here, and he will prepare Fury in both of his hands. With one hand, he will touch this one, and with his other, he will touch this one.
Okay.
And they both need to make wisdom saving throws. Wisdom saving throws of 14.
Okay. Here's for the first guy with the halberd. 11.
He fails.
And then the guy with the longsword.
Wait, didn't you already hit the guy with the longsword?
He fails as well.
Yeah, he fails.
Didn't you already hit the guy with the longsword?
Oh,
no. I mean, this guy with the halberd and this guy with the battle axe.
I'm not going to roll again. 14 for the guy with the battle axe. He fails.
They are all... So these three guys are furious. And this guy is calmed.
Yeah.
When we move away, they will hack each other to pieces on themselves. God,
perfect. Fuck. Yes.
Illusion spells at its finest.
Oh, I don't want to
Yeah, you're welcome.
Die. I don't want to kill anybody. Okay.
So, but I cannot move away now. I would take three attacks of opportunity, I think.
You would.
But, well... My AC is 18. I don't know. Should I do it? I'll do it.
Okay. So
three attacks of opportunity.
Albert coming up first.
They're plus sevens as well. Oh.
That one hits.
19. I would like to cast... do I still have a reaction?
Yes, you do.
Then I would like to cast Steadfast Ward. So that misses.
Okay.
Well, that's my last... That's all I can do as a reaction.
Okay, and then there's one longsword. Misses. Battle axe. Hits.
You get hit by one of them,
which is pretty good, I mean, considering. But he does pretty good damage. He gets a good clean cut on your back, right down the middle of it.
All right. That is my turn. So, Gris, if you... out of character, if you move away... They will hack each other to pieces.
Yeah, but they get an opportunity against me.
I don't want to play anymore. I don't want to be a DM anymore. I don't want to kill anybody.
They only get one reaction. Gris can move away without taking attacks.
Oh, really?
In a reaction turn? Well,
Gris,
you can take a disengage action and don't get any attacks with opportunity.
No. Why would you do that when none of them have reactions yet? They literally use all three reactions on you, Elvendor.
No. Oh, you're right.
They don't have reaction. No. Gris can move away without taking a reaction.
All right. Yeah, then do that. So now it's the Flame Atronach's turn. Oh. And
thanks,
I guess
Nova.
He keeps attacking the captain.
Glad you're enjoying it. Well, either way, it's the Flame Atronach's turn, and it is going to attack the captain of the Leywin Guard.
Come on, don't disappoint me, my creation.
Another 20! Ah, it's a 20! It's not natural! Thank you, Dice Gods. Thank you.
Wow.
That definitely hits.
Roll for damage.
I'm going to roll to see if he catches on fire. Ooh, coming with these fucking rolls.
I mean, he is still on fire.
He was
on fire on the previous for two turns.
There's 11, so I'll roll 2d4s for the damage for the fire. Oh, actually 1d4 because he doesn't stack. He can't stack. So he takes 14 damage from that. Ooh. Okay.
So how much damage did he take now in total?
14.
13?
14. I'm sorry. 12. 14 total because the d4 was 1 and then the damage was 13. So 14 damage total. And now it is Gris's turn.
Yeah.
You have a bunch of confused people standing in front of you right now.
Fuck. I have to go back.
I mean, you could also attack them and still move away.
No, because I thought Oh, yeah. We just had this conversation.
You cannot break that illusion. It lasts for 3 turns if they fail their saving throw, and they all did. So you can attack them and then move away.
Okay, so I'm going to attack the battle axe guy. Boom. That's a 16.
That hits.
Okay, and that's 7 damage.
So you get him right, you swing your blade, and it gets him right across the cheek. And you can see a decent amount of blood starting to pour down on his face.
And then I'm going...
7 damage.
Then Gris will step back next to Fylvandar and take a knee behind his shield. He is very hurt, and he is going to say a small prayer to RK while he's taking a knee.
Okay.
End turn.
Reed, death saving throw for me, buddy.
That's a 12. It's a success.
Ah, thank God. You succeed. So I'm so bad with death saving throws. Does that mean you come to consciousness?
No, nope. That's one success.
I have to have 3 successes to get to conscience at 0 HP. So I'm not. Okay. I'm stabilized. I'm not longer dying. If I get a natural 20, I stabilize and get to 1 hit point. If I get a natural 1, dead. I get 2 fails. And if I get 3 fails, I die.
Yes.
Okay. Well, good job on succeeding. It's Nasala's turn. What?
Come on, show us some of that power.
Give us some power. Kill everybody on the floor.
These guys are lined up for slaughter.
I'm just trying to think of what she would do, because she's not looking good herself. She has a friend in front of her that is unconscious. She has a captain in front of her that is very strong. And also a guy with a halberd that's standing right next to them.
Yeah. I think this is one of those moments where hold my beer is the appropriate adjective.
It's super exciting. I love it.
Yeah.
Just at the brink of death, you know?
So
yeah.
This is right. The first time this has happened in our campaign. And I don't feel okay about it.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Thunderbolt, I'm pretty sure, is an expert level spell.
You mean Lightning Bolt?
No, Thunderbolt. It's a different spell.
Oh, wait a second. Let me look at it.
I think that's an expert level. I think that's below Lightning Thunderstorm.
Yeah. Thunderbolt, that's expert, yeah.
No, can't do that. Fuck. So I'm the damage. DM, so I can do whatever I want, right?
Yeah.
Okay, man. I'll let you guys make the decision, because now I have like a DM question. I want to cast one of the cloak spells, so Lightning Cloak, Flame Cloak, on somebody. Do you think that's feasible to do?
If
that... I know in game that's like, no, you can't do that. But I'm saying, what do you guys think? You think I should be able? You guys should be allowed to do that, including myself? Or
if the person, if the person she's casting on is aware of it happening and lets it happen, it needs to be let happen. If you
catch... I think I'm unconscious, okay? I can't really do it.
Yeah.
I would say if they're willing, they... Okay.
Yeah, I think Nasala is so proficient in it that he can make a cloak that doesn't affect allies. You know?
She does
maybe
specialize
like
in lightning or like electric destruction.
So I guess she can make it so that it only harms hostile foes, right?
Yes, I guess.
Well, that,
so it wouldn't hit Reed, but only...
So technically that would never... If the spell says it's everybody in the 5
I know, that's the end twist.
Okay, how about this?
I think it's fitting.
If it's an... So it's an AoE spell, right? So it's area of attack, so it attacks people in the area. Could she do it so, obviously, the attack goes out from a certain area? Couldn't she then make...
Technically, no, because it has to be cast on somebody. And technically, the cloaks can only be cast on yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
And since I'm down, I'm not willing because I can't have a...
What's going to happen is she's going to heal you with one of her hands. turn friendly fire off for 8. I can't do that, Nova.
Great.
And then with the other one, she's going to cast lightning bolt at the halberd guy.
I mean, maybe it could be a blessing of Mara, especially bestowed onto her, or something like that.
14.
It's the halberd. It's not going to hit, right?
I don't think so. Nope. The lightning bolt that she conjures, he's just too close, and she's trying to focus on two things at once and only can perform well at the healing spell that she cast, and misses the guy with the halberd. So she healed you for 8, and I'd say take all of it because you succeeded on your first death saving throw. I need to roll another d20. Hurry up. Okay. We are back to the enemy's turn. The guy with the halberd that Nasala just tried to attack is going to attack her. Fucking hit.
Fuck.
I have to say one thing. Since I'm prone, they get advantage on every attack against me.
Okay.
Do you want to die?
Just saying.
He stabs her in the shoulder and she screams out in pain, and she like kind of starts to sway a little bit, looking like she might pass out.
Fuck.
Okay, the guy with the halberd that's in fury is going to attack the guy with the battle axe.
Oh, slaughter.
Yes, kill each other for 13 damage. Yes, he's dead. The guy with the battle axe is dead. The guy with the halberd stabs his halberd straight through his mouth, and you see it come out of the back of his head. And he just
I'm telling you guys, illusion magic will save the day.
Oh god, thank god for all of them failing. Okay. But unfortunately, things are not going to look good for Nasala because it's the captain's turn.
Mm-hmm.
He walks up to you.
I'm still alive, bitch!
And he kind of just like moves past you without even worrying about it. I'll even give you an attack of opportunity because he is moving past you to get to Nasala.
Stab him
in the foot. Stab at his feet. Cut his Achilles tendon.
With my poison dagger, and I have an ally next to me, so it's sneak attack if I hit.
Oh my god.
He's hit.
That's the first thing.
You don't hit. You're still like kind of in a daze, and you try to go for like his calf, and you kind of stumble and don't. You can't.
It's
make
an
contact.
Is an attack of opportunity. Is that not with advantage?
No,
nope.
It's not.
No.
Okay.
It's just a regular attack.
Only if I was behind his back, I would have an advantage.
Fuck.
Because I flanked him. I wish I had luck right now, but I used
the
all
captain
of them myself.
Is
oh
gonna
no!
Grab tightly onto his halberd, and he says, looks down at Nasala, and he's like, "You want to know the best way to kill adventurers? You take out the one that keeps healing the people that go down." And he's going to take 2 swings at her.
She's dead.
And both of them hit, and Nasala falls to the ground unconscious.
Hey everybody, it's your DM. I just wanted to hit you with some mid-game announcements. Firstly, me and Witcher got new mics. You should probably be able to hear a big difference in both of our voices now, since we have a lot nicer mics than we did. You'll hear this effect take place on episode 20, so look out for that, and I hope you guys can hear us a lot better. You definitely should. Second announcement is that we are changing our editing style. We are making it a little more raw for you guys. We typically would take out rule talk and roll talk. So we are changing that a bit, and we're going to leave most of what we record in instead of trying to cut it out and make it sound exactly like we're just role playing with each other. We didn't realize how much time that would take in the editing process. And so we're switching that up to give our editor a little more breathing room with his editing. So you guys should hear that as well. I'm not too sure what episode that will be in, but it'll be after episode 20. I also forgot to mention that we are using Zoom now, so that is going to help with quality as well. The third announcement and final announcement is that we are going to try to upload 2 times a week now. Due to our new way of editing, it does not take us so long to edit these episodes, and, well, that means more content for you guys, and I'm all about that. So, our new upload schedule should be Saturdays and Wednesdays, of course with exceptions of IRL stuff. We will see how that upload schedule works, and if it's too much work, then we will go back to 1 episode a week. But for now, we are going to do our best to do 2 episodes a week. So I hope you guys are enjoying the story, and let's get you right back into it. Thanks, guys.
The first time.
Yep. I'm not even going to roll for damage because, I mean, actually I should. Yeah. No, yeah. First one takes her down. So Naysala is, which one were we doing for the knockdown one?
The one I have.
Wait, no, you're not unconscious.
No, I'm not. You're not. I'm prone still. I'm prone.
Unconscious.
Oh, that was.
Which one is that again?
I did the skull.
Okay.
That one. Yeah, that one as well.
Okay, Naysala is on the ground and not moving. And the captain spits on her too.
Wow, what a piece of shit.
Now it's the longsword guy that is currently, this is his second round of being crazed, we could call it. Oh, I can delete one of my fucking, oh my god, that's so nice. There's so many character sheets up. Okay, longsword attack. Natural 20.
Nice. Go kill him.
Doesn't do too much damage, but he brings the sword and cuts it down his back. And that guy takes... Oh my god, he dies too!
Nice.
Wow.
Guy's dead. He is.
And now the captain is closest to him, you know?
Yes. Yes, he is. He's got one more turn of being crazed, and then he's gonna start attacking you guys again. That guy's dead. Okay. The guy that's calm, this is his second time, he's just sitting crisscross applesauce on the ground, drooling. Felvendar, it is your turn.
Alright.
What are you gonna do? Move
here, and with one of my hands, I will lay a healing hand on Naysala.
Okay.
Healing her for only 3? But she's up now again.
Yeah, she's back up with 3 hit points. Thank God the captain of the guard is it's already taking his turn.
Wait a second. Yeah. I need to see. And I will move over here and cast Fury on the captain.
Oh god, okay.
Oh, that's not gonna go well.
Wisdom.
Wisdom save of 14.
I made him very wise. Plus 1. Wisdom save?
Yeah.
Fuck, 13. He's not.
Wait, you fuck, said 14.
My save DC is 14.
Yes.
Yeah, so he rolled
a 13, so he's now crazed for 3 turns.
Oh my god.
Everybody just move away from him! Everybody run! Run when you still can.
Yes, indeed.
That's an attack of opportunity, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, what? I know. It would be.
Oh, wait, you're right.
From who?
From the captain, he's
from
right.
From the captain that's standing right next to him.
Attack of opportunity is not move. Did you?
No, if he moves.
I'm just thinking.
I'm keeping 8. This as fair as it goes, just saying.
Yeah, I know. He will stay. He will stay as he used both of his spells, and that is his turn.
All right. Come on, Flame Astronaut. Gonna attack the captain again. Let's get some good rolls. You haven't done me wrong yet. Don't do it now. Ah, you did me wrong. You did me dirty. Flame Astronaut fires a firebolt, and it just kind of pings off the captain's armor. And he doesn't take any damage from that. Now it's Gris's turn. Gris, what do you?
So, yeah. Gris is not in a very good situation. So, the guy closest to him down at the bottom is currently, I'm guessing he's fixated on the captain.
Whom?
The guy down here.
I don't know. We'll see when it comes to his turn.
And then the guy up here is no threat at the minute.
Sitting on the ground and looking at the sky.
But still, yep. It shouldn't last any longer for him, too. You could be able to attack him.
Well, yeah, and I'd give you advantage, too, because he's sitting on the ground, not paying attention. And he's calm, so he's not trying to fight anybody.
And still could move away.
I'm just trying to think. This captain's bad news. And with all three of you there, I mean, you're conscious, but, like, he is bad news.
I should say this. If he rolls a 10, he still hits with an 18.
Yeah.
No, I'm not supposed to tell the players shit like that, but I mean.
But yeah, okay. I mean, it's now, next time it will be Reed and Nacella's turn, so they could get away.
they give an attack of opportunity. They give an attack of opportunity on him. He gets an attack of opportunity on them.
If they disengage, they won't.
Not if, yeah.
Well,
disengage is also a good action to take at times.
Yeah,
I have a bonus action disengage. Don't worry about it.
Gris, yeah, you do.
Gris is going to... He's made his decision. He's going to run up to the captain.
Oh, no.
Okay, and attack. You're going to take an attack of opportunity from the guy with the longsword.
Well, no, because there's 5 feet gap. As no. You said previously.
I mean,
you
so
ran.
I've obviously
run.
He doesn't
create
a
right
through here.
But he's not moving out of his range. Moving in?
Nope. No, yeah, if he moves
actually.
Fast.
There's all a feat like called the Polar Master, and that says if someone moves into your range, you get an attack of opportunity. Otherwise, it's usually when you move out of their range.
Well, it's also if you move past. So, all like, right. Going from the front to the back.
So, attack the guard with your attack?
Yeah, so I'd like to attack the captain with 13.
That misses. He parries your blow with his sword.
You need to hit
and
that guy.
I would like to use my bonus action to... I get to push him with my bonus, with my shield, right?
Yeah, you do.
I would like to push him down here.
You
or
would
there.
Have to push
yeah.
him diagonally.
Yeah. Yeah, so he would go towards the Flame Matronaut.
That would be doable, I think.
The theory
just I think the direction in a certain way.
Yeah, my theory behind that is I push him away and he's going to be focused on the thing closest to him.
That's usually how it works, I think, with
yeah.
theory.
So, and I'd rather get him away from my allies here because
that's a good thing.
Yeah. I literally I'm just going to have to turn around and look towards this dude over here and just ready my shield because I know he's going to come and attack me at some point.
Okay. All right.
I mean, yeah, when it's...
End turn.
It's your turn.
I would like to stand up.
Okay.
So that's half my movement.
Yep.
Gone. So...
Guy right behind you. In
that
the guard.
Purple poison potion I found.
Yeah.
Can I quickly do an arcana check on it?
Yeah. Say that would be your free action.
Okay.
And this is...
That's an 8. I have no idea.
This
no
is
mind.
The poison you got from the spider so long ago, right?
No, I'm talking about the purple potion I just found in the chest.
Oh. Okay, well, it's not a poison, but it is on the bottle itself has a logo, and it says... One second. Pop, lock, and drop it. And
oh,
it's,
no. What?
You know this to be a potion of that when somebody drinks it or it's applied, it's inserted somehow. So whether it's injected, you put it on a blade, you slash somebody with it. They lock up and it's so bad. The pain of like all their joints just stiffen and they get stuck for one turn and they drop their weapon. You can also thank Mr. Chaos for that potion.
Was it pop,
just
lock, and drop?
The way out of here. Thank you, Mr. Chaos. Even though I know you're on our bad side.
Yeah.
I know you're against us.
He might be. But yes, that's what that potion is.
Run, everybody. Run!
I would like to take this potion and shove it into the guy that's standing right next to me. Shove it into his fucking mouth.
Okay. Sleight of hand, please.
Oh. Why am I rolling so bad?
So you like try to shove it in his mouth and he like grabs a hold of your hand. He's like, no, no.
Give me one sec. I need to look something.
Okay.
Oh God.
I have fucking fast hands. I get advantage on fucking sleight
of hand. Yes!
Okay.
Imagine on it, so that's so 22.
So he grabs you and he's like, no, no, fuck you, no! And then you shove it, like you take one your opposite hand and start punching the back of the potion to reach his mouth, and you like break one of his teeth as it gets shoved into his down his throat, and he starts drinking this potion, then all of a sudden he just like locks up and drops his fucking halberd on the ground.
That's my action.
And now he won't have a turn. His next
and
turn.
And half my movement has been used. So, okay. Bonus action, taking healing potion. So that's 2d6, right?
Yes, plus your level.
So that 8 plus 4. So that's 12.
Let's give him that. I don't know. Okay, you heal for 12 points. Thank God.
Okay, that's good.
I need to buy potions.
Oh, thank God, it's Nysala's turn. Okay, first thing.
I still have half my movement, which I would like to use.
Oh, yeah, you can use it. No attack of opportunity because the guy in front of you is a stiff board.
I'd like to move over to the calm guy. Just stand there. Hi.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Oh, no.
It is now the guy with the halberd that just dropped
it. Wasn't it Nysala's turn?
Oh, yeah.
Nysala's turn. Yeah.
She is... Nysala. How could I do that? She's going to heal herself with closed wounds for 12. So she's starting to look a little better, but not great. As long as she doesn't fight that captain anymore. so that would be 15. She's got to get up, which is going to take half of her movement away. So that's that one. And then she's going to use, now that this fucking guard is away from everybody, she's going to use chain lightning again. Oh, God, she almost is out of spell points. chain lightning. Should I use this? This is good. Fuck. Yeah, she's going to target the captain. Please hit. Fuck. So she does her hand gang signs and a cloud appears above the captain, but misses. A giant bolt of lightning misses him.
Okay, so I have a question real quick. This goes out to you as DM and everybody else here. Regarding hit points, right? Say you was low on hit points, would you be okay in telling everybody that, or would that be classed just as meta?
You would say, if it's your turn, you can say, I'm not looking so good. That's all you have to say. You cannot say how much you have.
Or he's on the brink of death, then that would mean like he's on a single digit hit point threshold or something like that.
Well, to be fair, you can also sometimes see it on a guy that, oh, he's not looking so great.
Yeah.
Or when he's all bloody and really and on the knee and all that. And
okay, I'm just checking. That's all.
Terms like these, I think.
Yeah. Okay. That guy loses his turn. It's the captain. He's going to turn around and swing at the flame atronaut because he's in a fury. He's going to attack the closest person to him.
Yep. I'm so happy I pushed him away.
Yes, that was a good move.
And Flame Atronaut gets hit pretty hard, but is still up. I think this is their last... How many turns is it? Five or three for the Flame Atronaut?
Yeah, five it is.
Okay. Then it's the guy with the longsword. This is his last round of being crazed, but he's still going to swing at you. Chris?
Yep.
19 hit?
Yep. Roll damage. Unconscious!
Alright. That's his turn.
That's
Now it's the guy with the calm. This is his last turn of being calm, so I will remove that symbol. He's back in the action. Phil Vendor, this is your turn.
Doing it the safe way. I will use both of my hands to cast reanimate corp, and I will raise these two.
Okay.
And wait, this guy. Ah, yeah, that's a zombie of mine, and I will move back here.
Okay.
And yes, that is his turn.
Right.
And they all go after me now, as I remember.
No, because the only guy that you would have passed with an attack of opportunity is still calmed for this round.
No, he means his allies.
My zombies.
Would attack you? Why would they attack you?
No, they go after him in a turn order.
Yes. Oh, yes.
It would be their turn to act now, including the Flame Atronach.
Yes.
My army comes forth.
Yeah, right. I believe you can have to concentration.
No, I did. Wait, reset, please. I made it wrong. We said it that I could only have one summoned and one undead.
Yes, as of right now.
So that is completely wrong. What I did. I will only reanimate the guy with the halberd. I'm sorry, I forgot about that. So
and it's still good. It does take a round.
He's up there.
Yeah. Okay.
And
no, that's just for the conjuring of Atronauts.
Yes, so I still have my other hand. I'm sorry for that. And we need to get some damage on that guy done. So I will cast, I don't want to miss again. I will cast Sparks on him. Dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
14. Oof.
Oh, he misses. So he takes 6 damage.
Another 6. Every damage counts now.
Yes, it does. All right.
And I will still move back here.
Okay.
So now it's the Atronach and the zombies' turn.
They will go like that. 12 misses. So the Flame Atronach tries to shoot the captain of the guard, but it's just too close, and it misses. Now it's your zombie guy's turn. He's going to attack the gentleman with the long sword. 9 misses.
Wow.
Okay. Gris, it is your turn. You are down. Give me a death saving roll.
14.
Save.
Nice.
Good job. Reed, it is your turn.
I have one thing. I need to ask if this is possible.
Okay.
So you know standing stones?
Yes.
There's a standing stone that gets paralyzed.
Yes,
you have that standing stone.
The serpent standing stone, which is one of the standing stone Nocturnal has made.
Oh. Okay.
Did you activate it?
No, I haven't activated any standing stones, but I would like to pray to Nocturnal.
Okay.
For one such power, for one single attack, if possible, one single attack.
Roll. Fuck, I don't even know what to...
Fuck.
You know probably what? Religion. Probably religion, but...
Yeah, I'm going to say religion.
Whew. I just need one good roll. Come
yes,
on.
Yes, you do.
That's a 7. Fuck my life.
You pray.
One good idea.
It was a very good idea.
I think if we try to play it safe, we should get it.
Yes. God, if you rolled higher, I'd definitely let it happen, but... you pray and you wait for an answer, but an answer does not come.
That's fine.
Okay.
So what kind of action was that now?
I would say bonus.
That's also fine. Mm-hmm. That means I can snap the guy in front of me because he's no longer caught.
Yes. I didn't want to say anything, but I was like, just stab him. Stab him. Oh, no!
No.
That's 2 natural ones.
So you go to stab him as he comes out. He like can parry it just in time, and one of the dagger you use, I'll let you choose which one because you have 2 different ones, gets hit out of your hand and goes 10 feet and lands in the square right here.
That's fine.
So 10 feet away from you.
I'll go by and pick it up. Because I can still do that, right? But that's an attack of opportunity.
Yeah. Yes, it would be.
Yeah, I'll still go over and pick it up because I'm not losing my dagger at +2.
Just to remind you, I have telekinesis.
Well, he misses you anyways. He like tries to get you, but he used like all of his strength to parry your blow so he didn't get stabbed. And he's still kind of waking up from the spell.
Okay.
All right. It is Nasalis.
I still have some movement.
Okay.
I would like to... how far can I move? That was 10 feet.
I can move. He's going to run away.
I'll move over here.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
Run away again.
Oh, my God.
Nasala could use two attacks. I'm going to say he's going to attack the guy that's locked up right now. And I don't know if I'm going by too far to say that she'd get advantage because he's stuck in place.
Well, if he's grappled, you get advantage on him.
Yeah.
Because technically he cannot run away.
Okay.
So technically why would he be grappled?
Well, paralyzed is also...
Oh,
paralyzed is also grappled, so technically.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be similar to a grapple. So thank God, because that would have been a natural one. But she got 23, and that definitely hits on the first one. How much health does he have? Okay, she's going to attack him twice. Both of them hit. Thank God.
That's chain lightning, is it?
Oh, shit. God damn it. Me and my misclicks. Well, she still hits.
Nice.
Both of them. And that guy is reduced to a pile of ash and burnt armor. And he is now dead. That was the guy with the halberd. Okay. That is going to be... Oh, wait. She's got her movement. And she is also going to start making her way.
Wow.
Now, remember this map. If you guys go north, that is away from Leywind. If you go south, that is towards Leywind. But she, I just wanted to make that clear to everybody, is gonna run.
Well, fuck all you guys.
To the rocks. She's fucking really hurt. Oh, wait, you're down.
Chris is dead. He's.
Fuck. I
fuck you guys. Fuck you all, right? You all just left me.
She's gonna just stay right there.
She was one closer. Thank you very much.
I totally forgot about that.
It would have been
the guy with the Halberg's turn, but he's dead, so now it's the captain's turn, and he's just going to take another two swings at the fire astronaut, because he's still...
Nasada was one block to the right, by the way.
So Flame Astronaut falls to a pile of flamey ash, and the captain turns around, and the first person he sees... is the guy with the long sword, so he's going to move up to that guy. And that's his turn. The guy with the long sword is going to attack the guy, the zombie, that Felvindar raised. With his long sword, he's going to hit for 11 slashing damage. All right. Now it's the guy that was calmed, and he's going to rush over to you, Felvindar, and try to attack you.
Bring it.
Don't tempt fate. Why?
Funny fuck.
Why would you say bring it?
So he comes and slashes you right across the chest. Gets you pretty good.
Silvandar is unconscious.
Okay, well, it's your turn, so roll a death saving throw. So everybody now has been knocked down once.
Yeah. Why, Silvandar, why would you say to bring it? Like, you're squishy. You can't do that.
My AC could have been 22, but he rolled a 25.
Oh, did he? I did not know that.
He rolled a natural 20 on that. Yeah. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
God damn it. Okay, everybody's gone down. Okay. All right. It is your zombie's turn now. I'll take the flame astronaut out of the turn order. And with his halberd, he is going to swing at the guy that just attacked him with the longsword.
We still have some way to go, I think, on the captain.
Yeah.
13 slashing damage. The guy with the longsword drops and gurgles on some blood and then falls over to his side.
Two enemies left.
It is your turn.
Yes.
Wait, did I not need to do another saving throw?
Oh, yes, you do, actually.
Oh.
That is a fail.
Oh.
All right. Okay. Now it's Reed's turn.
Fuck my life. Why does nobody fucking run when I tell them to run? God damn it.
Got any health potions left?
Yeah.
Still got four.
Ingest them.
Yeah, I was about to say you could either ingest that into like your teammates to get them back up, or
I know, but that takes an action.
Yes, it does.
I mean, it would be a very well invested one.
You're just saying still.
Oh, why does nobody fucking run?
I think this has been one of the hardest encounters we've come across. Maybe it's because we were weak from the...
Definitely is.
Yeah.
Still would have been hard, even if you were at full strength.
Oh, yeah. Fuck this. I would like... Fuck it. I'm using my bonus action to take a dash action.
Yep.
Going down there, shoving a potion in Gris's head.
Oh, Gris's head.
Face. That is... No, oh, that's only one. And another one. That is right. 8 plus 4, so that's 12 healing.
All right. Wow. And this is a potion, so you do take all of it.
Yes.
So you are back up, but you're still on the ground. So you will have to get up.
I still have movement. I still have movement.
Yes, yes you do.
I like to move up there.
Okay.
Dane, if I should roll a natural one, I'm...
I know, but the same goes for Gris, just saying.
Yeah. No, that I didn't mean that. It's just, yeah, Gris, when you roll a natural one, you get two failures.
So, Gris is up, and Naysala, so she doesn't take an attack of opportunity, is going to run straight up, and then over, and then back down to Felvindar. I'm sorry. I'm
mainly saying that for Naysala, actually.
And she's gonna... Does she have enough magic? Oh, by one she does. Okay. She's running really low on magicka. Heal other. So you heal for 12.
Great.
Oh, and that's her turn.
Captain.
Captain's turn. He's gonna swing at the zombie guy. He's not thinking straight. Or if he would, he probably would attacked you, Gris. Yep. God, I don't think he's rolled lower than a 20.
No.
To be fair, you get plus 8 for it, so.
Yeah.
It's hard to roll below a 20.
Yeah. Okay. Takes. Oh, that zombie stumbles back a bit. But it's still standing, surprisingly. That's his turn. He is dead. So now it is that guy, and he's just going to swing at you, Felvindar. The guy with the long sword that is right in front of you, and.
Felvindar is prone.
Yes, so then he is with advantage.
Oh, that's a 12 hit.
But it misses.
Oh, thank God.
Wow.
You like...
Okay, just say the longsword has been the worst guy so far.
He like does the thing where he's about to do a mercy death and plants both of his hands around his longsword and goes up with it and tries to come down, but you roll out of the way just in time. Now it is your turn, Felvindar.
So yeah, first I would like to stand up.
Yep. That's half your movement.
And then, well, he has a plus 5. Failure gone. Let me see that. With one hand, I would like to cast Fast Healing on myself.
Okay. Roll 2d8.
That's another 12 for me then.
Feel pretty decent.
Yeah, it's almost... perfect shape again. And with my other hand, I will cast Spark on the one in front of me.
Okay, he's got to roll a dexterity saving throw. 14 is what he's got to beat, and he dives out of the way, so he still takes, I guess,
four.
We'll call that 4 damage. No, round up, 5. We call it 5.
Okay, 5.
Always round up.
And, should I move or should I not? I do not move. I stay here. And that is my turn.
All right, Gris, it is your turn.
Yeah. Gris is going to stand up. That's half movement.
Half your movement.
Yeah. And then for the other 15 feet of movement, I'm going to move back.
You get from
I
him,
do
you know.
Not, because he is attacking the zombie right now.
Well, if you want to... use your action to disengage, you can.
You can just disengage with the action, yes. Otherwise, you do get an attack.
Or you could attack him. I would all the options on you.
I'm looking at this.
Yeah, we need to play it safe, I think.
Yeah, I think I would disengage, and then I would move
up. He's busy for now.
I would move up to... Wait, is that the way I go? I don't want to get stuff from this dude. So...
I have one thing. That zombie never attacked.
It did.
No, it did.
I'll do that right before your turn, Reed. No, it never attacked on your turn.
Okay, so Gris is going to run up to there.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's it.
Alrighty. The zombie is now going to attack the captain with his halberd. 25 hits.
Nice. Finally a hit.
So he does like a jab with his fucking halberd and sinks it into the captain's shoulder for 6. All right. This is the last turn the captain will be furied.
Yes.
Reed, it is your turn.
I'm sorry. I stab the guy in the back. I get advantage because I'm flanking him.
Because what?
Because I'm flanking. Because
you're standing right in front
of him.
That's natural 20, baby.
Nice. Wow. Is that the poison dagger as well?
Yes, it's the poison dagger. That's why I ran over and picked it up. That is 7 plus 1 plus my sneak attack, which is 8, plus the 16. Poison, which I don't know what to do.
That's fine, because you can just tell me how you kill this guy.
I slowly put my hand on top of his mouth, like a pretty good assassin, like trying to muffle the scream. Just whisper in his ear, "I'm sorry," and just go out, take that out, and just like, "Fuck this shit, I'm out."
Yeah, okay. So you do that, and he is now dead. The longsword guy. So the only person enemy-wise that remains is now the captain.
Yes, and I would like to use my bonus action to dash.
Okay.
So another 30 feet.
He's fucking de-gone.
That's not necessary, but...
It's what he would do.
Nace is gonna step. Okay, I only have enough magic over one spell. I can either heal myself...
What would Nasala do?
I think she's gonna bring some lightning down on this... I almost said Master Chief because I've been playing Halo.
Master Chief?
onto the captain of the guard. Yes.
God.
So she does her hand signals. You guys see a cloud form and a bolt of lightning comes flying down and strikes the guard. Captain guard. Guard captain.
Oh.
Dealing some good damage. And you can start to see some smoke coming off the captain after that.
Speaking of which, all right. It's his turn.
And he kind of staggers a little bit after that. All right, and now it's the captain's turn, and he is going to swing at the zombie. This is his sheet. Hits both times.
A zombie's
and
dead.
And I'm going to say that zombie falls to the ground.
Yep.
Okay. Then he's just going to turn and look at you guys. And now it's Felvindar's turn.
He would prepare 2 firebolts in his hand to launch them at him.
Oh!
Oh.
Both of them hit! And one of them's natural 20!
Oh,
I need to do some math.
Oh, no,
my God.
You did 24 plus 4, that's 28 damage. Now roll a d20. See if he catches on fire.
Was that?
Oh, my
on fire.
God.
Roll 2 d4s separately. Takes an extra 2 damage. So he is caught on fire for 3 turns and takes, that's 24, 28, that's 30 damage. Holy shit.
31 damage.
Fucking kind of lets out a scream.
He's still standing?
He is still standing, but he's screaming and he's on fire.
Right.
Wow.
Gris will move over here and that is his turn.
Gris, it is your turn.
Yeah, Gris is going to do his tank stuff.
Do some tank stuff.
He's going to run down to the side of the captain, and he is going to swing at him with his sword going for his neck. Okay, that's 12.
You swing at him, and he's kind of in a panic because he's on fire. and you miss his throat.
Okay, and I was so close to it. I went to that side of him for a reason. I would like to push him over the dead body on the ground so he falls. Because I don't think he would be able to stand. He's on fire. He's screaming. And he's been pushed. There's a dead guy on the ground. I'm pretty sure he would trip, right?
He's going to trip, but I'm not going to say he's fall, but he'll take disadvantage to any attacks. So he's now... Because remember that it's only 5 feet. If it was 10 feet, then yeah, maybe. But you kind of just push him and he kind of stumbles over, but maybe steps on the body. And he'll take disadvantage on any attack that come at him.
That is all. That alone is pretty huge.
Yeah, that's. I mean,
so we all have advantage.
Not against this guy.
Yeah, if you look at his rolls, whenever he got disadvantage, he was still rolling like 19s and 20s.
Over 20.
So.
But still, it's better than nothing.
It's something.
Okay. I'm guessing that's all you're doing?
Yeah, that's all I can do.
Reed, it is your turn.
Reed is gone.
For fuck's sake! Run, you idiots!
Reed's leaving.
Well, there's no more map, so you can't.
Invisible wall.
You hit the invisible wall, so you can't run any farther that way.
You hit the fog that's surrounding us and you can't see.
Bonus action, dash.
Okay, so you're back in the battlefield.
Oh, welcome back, Reed.
Hello.
Hey, Reed. it's Nasala's...
No. Shot bow on that guard, the captain.
Okay. Shoot him.
That's a 14, doesn't hit.
Actually, you get advantage, which is 17. Actually, still doesn't hit. You shoot your... arrow and it hits his armor but clinks off and then falls to the ground. Now it's Nasala's turn. She's gonna shoot some lightning bolts.
Lightning bolt!
Fucking.
Advantage? 20 hits. She only has enough juice for one though.
Come on. 20. Oh yes, 16 damage.
She shoots the lightning bolt and the guard gets electrified and is on fire, and with all this damage he disintegrates, and now that is all that's laying on top of the body that he tripped over is his armor and weapon. Combat is over. Oh, thank god. Good job, guys.
Chris
is the first time. Why I told you to run, for fuck's sake.
This was Chris. One of the most exciting fun that I had.
Oh god!
Grish drops to his knees.
On the ground.
Yeah, Grish drops to his knee as well. Drops his sword and shield by his side, and he's just like,
"Fucking!
Oh
idiots.
My god!
When I tell you to run next time, fucking run!"
Yeah, that might have been a good idea.
Well, but in the end, we came out on top.
Someone, go check on the hunter.
Philbandar will do that and go back here to see if he's still there and well.
Yeah, I mean, he's not well by any means, but he's still there and
breathing. The circumstances, I mean.
Yeah, he's still there and he is still breathing, but...
I would like to search all the bodies.
All right, you... one second. Yeah,
can
so
I assist
I
him in this?
Say among, like, all the just followers of Reverly... you get about, we'll say like 30 gold septums. That's really about it. And then on the captain, he's got 50 gold septums, his halberd, and then his armor's pretty burnt up, and there's not really anything left of his armor that would be salvageable. But his halberd looks like it's in good shape.
Fuck that.
Can I inspect the halberd?
Sure. Roll smithing tools
with attribute. Would it be strength, wisdom, charisma? What would it be?
Smithing tools.
Yeah,
I've hit that.
Since you're checking up on something, I would say intelligence.
Yeah,
don't have the yeah, okay.
You can choose.
Give you advantage on this because
that's not 20,
well,
dude.
That's 20.
Yeah, you got smithing tools. So with a natural 20, you can tell that this is not made from the land of Tamriel. This is made of a special kind of metal that you've read about just in, like, just learning about smithing that does not come from Tamriel. It comes from an offland far away, and it's just very, very nice. It's like the actual pole itself is made out of like a special wood that is a deep, dark, like redwood, and it is known to be very strong and almost unbreakable. And then the blades that come off of each end have a slight curve to them that come to a point and then come down that makes like a little U that comes to another point and then finishes off the rest of the blade. And you can tell that there's some engravings on the blades of each blade themselves. They do look different. And that's really all you know. It's just a fucking really nice. Yeah. Like, he either spent a shit ton of money or did something very, like, huge to give this as a reward.
Well,
can we leave way, now?
It's now by my way, reward.
Yeah, you can take it if you want.
I'm having that bad boy.
By the way, did we level up from this by any chance?
I don't know. Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't.
Can we All leave right. now?
Yes, we can leave now.
We need to get the hunter to the healer.
Chris, would you be so kind again just to carry him?
Oh, yeah. Chris, here. I toss him two potions. Two potion of healing.
Okay. I'm currently holding...
I mean, I can also patch you up a bit.
Yeah, so oh. I pocket the potions, and... yeah, can I get a quick patch up?
So that's 11 healing for you.
So what is this halberd? Is it like a plus one, plus two, or?
We'll talk about it after the, because it's kind of all special. Right, no worries. So it's we'll talk about it after the session. All right. So you guys head back to Leywin, and you have no issues along the ways. You are all fucking beaten and tired, and that is not where you're supposed to be yet.
I didn't see anything. Don't worry, I didn't see it.
Okay, you guys Me are too. Not super important.
I saw
it's
it.
It's just an interior map. You guys get back and you're carrying the hunter. And first thing, like the two guards at the gate run up to you like, you found him. Oh man. Oh, he doesn't
get
look so good.
Are you guys fuck away and let us in for fuck's sake?
You guys should probably take him to the...
You guys take healers. Him to a fucking healer.
What?
Can't you cast? Can someone cast Colm on Reed, please?
yeah, no, so okay.
But she,
please do. He's got a temper.
Reed, make a.
Yeah, that's a nice word for it.
an intelligent saving throw. And her saving DC. Give me one second.
That's a 17.
Yeah.
You've saved.
So it doesn't work.
Oh no, is it one of those situations where...
You guys kind of are already carrying him. Why don't you just take him to Felix's house? It's like...
And he points. Help us here!
I keep thinking that...
Get a fucking drink.
When you said to calm him, it's one of those situations where you tell someone to calm down when they're mad and it just makes them even madder.
Yeah. And Felix down now thinks that Reed might have an aggression problem.
Here, guys, only one of us can leave post, but I could show you the way to Vila's house.
Yeah, please do that.
Do you see the man? He's almost dead. The guy that's carrying him is not even looking that great either. Fucking take him off him.
Okay, and he like tries to go to take the hunter, like carry the hunter himself from you, Gris. Do you let him?
No.
Okay, you don't let him. Can I carry him for you?
No, I got this. Oh.
Okay. Well,
show us where we go.
We need to bring him to his wife as soon as possible.
So you guys are at the most eastern gate, which would be number 12. And Vila's house is on the outside of town, which is only about a 5-minute walk north of where the gate is.
That should
is.
Be okay.
So it's like right on the bank of the Niven Bay. And Reed, you are going to get a drink at the inn, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you walk into the city and you go do that, and then I will.
So he's not coming with us?
No, he apparently is not.
Okay.
So you guys get up and you start to walk up a pathway to a very lovely looking house. And the guard points and is like, that's Vila's house. She should be home. And then he kind of just turns around and starts walking back to the gate.
I would like run at the door and urgently knock.
Yeah, so you knock pretty loudly and pretty quickly, like someone in a rush would be, and the door opens. You hear, oh, I'm coming, calm down. And she opens the door and sees Gris holding the hunter and looks at all of you and is just, her eyes are about to pop out of her
and
head.
I grab the hunter's hand and I start waving it. I'm like, hi.
Naysala and Gris would recognize this woman to be the first woman that was talking to the head guard when you guys first got into Leowyn, who seemed to be very flustered about trying to find the hunter. And you've also found out that this would be the hunter's girlfriend. And so she's wide-eyed and she's like, You bring him in. And she like swings the door open and ushers you guys to come inside. And there's like a big round table that he could actually like, you could lay down on. And she just with like a wave of the hand, everything gets blown off the table. And she says, put him down here. And,
if it helps, I would again lay some healing hands on him.
And so, at this point, you can tell that your spells aren't working anymore because this is way more of a medical situation than you would know how to deal with. So a simple spell isn't going to just heal them. You need to be like well trained in medical profession, which thank God there is a healer here and that happens to be his girlfriend.
Trying to give some assistance.
Yeah, of course. And she looks up to you and says, no, that's not going to help anymore. I appreciate it though. And she like runs over. So I'll describe the building it real fast, or her home. It's a single room home. That's a fairly nice size, perfect for like one or two people. There is a round table that now the hunter is laying on, kind of towards the left of the room. And then towards the right up against the wall is a fireplace where there's a pot brewing full of stew, and there's some like dead birds hanging by the fireplace and vegetables in baskets and stuff like that. And then on the back side of the house is a table that looks like an alchemist table. It's got a bunch of vials and liquids and a bunch of leaves and flowers and all this stuff. So Felvindar, you would instantly recognize this as a alchemist's table. And then, of course, you see a bed with a lute on it, a chest in front of the bed, and there is a door that leads out to a nice little patio that sits out onto the Niven Bay. And that's how the house, it's very simple. So you see Vila walk over to her alchemist table, and she puts on like almost like what a butcher would wear. It's like all white, and it's what you guys assume because she's about to go into surgery, and it's like a little apron so she doesn't get a bunch of blood on her. She puts on these white gloves. They're not latex or anything, but they're just white gloves that go up almost all the way to her elbows. And she brings over like a briefcase, and she looks at Naysala, and she can tell instantly Vila is also a very pretty elf, definitely a lot older than Naysala and Felvindar. She's probably like middle age for an elf. So she's been around for quite a while, probably roughly about the same age you could tell the hunter to be as well. And she looks at Naysala and says, I'm going to need your help. And then looks at you two and says, Gris and Felvindar, there's nothing much you can do but wait. So right now what's going to happen is this is going to take a couple days. So what will happen is you guys can either stay at Vila's house and wait for the hunter to wake up after his surgery, or you can go back to Leowyn. But remember, you do need to talk to the hunter because Saparo said you need to find him, and that's kind of the next step. So I'll leave it up to you guys what you do for the next 2 days, whether it's just hang out at Vila's house or go back to the city.
Well, Gris would like to say to Felvindar, why don't you go back to the city and find Reed, and I'll stay here, and contact you guys over the rings when he wakes up.
think Reed is very fond of me anymore.
Maybe you
should go.
I mean, but you guys need to patch up a little bit, you know? I mean, I'm more happy to go.
We both kind
but...
of need to accept who we are.
All right, then you stay here and...
No, I go. It's okay.
Nah,
right.
I mean, I'm more happy to go over there and calm him down because I can keep him out of trouble. But, like, if you
I might
go over
be
there
able
and...
to... Yeah, I might be able to study the staff a little more that that Reed found and gave to me. I might learn something about it.
I mean, you could go ask the mages, go over to your guild in town and ask them about it.
I'm not sure, since I know she's connected to my lord. I don't know. I can go to the city, it's all right, and I will fetch Reed. You stay here and have a look on... an eye on the hunter.
Yep. All right.
Just message us via the rings when you know something.
Yeah, will do.
Say goodbye to Gris and Naysala.
All right. So what will happen now is, Gris, you are staying. Vila's going to kind of usher you out to go, like, outside. She's like, there's a nice porch you can wait on. Outside, there's chairs out there. There's a stew. It's ready. It's in the fireplace. Have as much as you like. And then there is some alcohol in crates. And she points to a corner of a room, and you can see some alcohol. If you want something to drink, feel free. But I must get to work. Naysala. And she, like, is stepped back as Vila calls her Naysala, because you guys have not introduced yourselves. She's like, I'm going to need your help. There's an extra pair of gloves. And Naysala runs over to the alchemist table, puts on the gloves, and then comes back. Gris, I'll just say you, if you want to grab some food and some booze to relax out on a nice porch by a river, definitely do that. I would imagine that's definitely what Gris does. Maybe Gris has two bottles.
he's gonna grab a few bottles. He drags the crate outside. sits on the porch, eating with the crate by his feet. He's still all in his armor. He's just put his shield and sword and the halberd on the floor in his bag. But he's literally sitting on the chair, full armor, drinking beer and eating stew.
All right. And with that, we will call this a session. We will pick up with Phil Vindar and Reed, and we will take off from there. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We found the hunter, and they didn't die. Thank God. Good job, all of you guys. We will catch everybody on the next episode of EDDS. Thank you for listening. We love you all.